Our readings this morning for our moment of joy are from Genesis 37, 3 through 4, and 12 through 13, and 17 through 28, Psalm 105, 16 through 21, and Matthew 21, verses 33 through 43, and 45 and 46. This is entitled, More to the Story. Finally, he sent his son to them. That's Matthew 21:37. Orson Welles, the famous American director, writer, and producer, once commented, "If you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story." We read some upsetting stories today. The Genesis passage depicts siblings conspiring to murder their own brother Joseph, and then deciding to sell him into slavery. In a parable with multiple killings, Jesus alludes to the treatment of the prophets, and he prophesies his own death. And yet, the refrain from today's responsorial psalm says, "Remember the marvels the Lord has done." How can we sing of the Lord's marvels today? Because we know the rest of the stories. We know that Joseph earns a position that will ultimately save his family and others from famine. We know that Jesus' death and resurrection opens heaven to us. These stories have a happy ending because they end in mercy. The happier news is that God's mercy has no end. As Saint Faustina writes, "Let every soul trust in the passion of the Lord and place its hope in his mercy. God will not deny his mercy to anyone. Heaven and earth may change, but God's mercy will never be exalted." Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, my story hasn't ended. May I grow in trust of your mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day. You matter.